are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it's brought to you by May Adam. We have Art in the studio with us right now. And Art, we're going to be talking about, we're not going to be talking about landscaping. We're not going to be talking about plants and trees. We're going to be talking about, and it's part of the Pier Concert Series, but it's not even a concert. It's
more of a visual performance.
Right.
We have some hoop dancers coming in, and I'd like to get to that in just a second and invite everybody to learn a little bit more about the Pier Concert Series. It's a 501c3. We do about four or five concerts a year.
Okay.
This time, this year, we have our five concerts. And after this, our next one is Yesterday Once More. That might be a familiar Carpenters tune, I believe.
Yep.
And they do the Mamas and the Papas and covers on those, and ABBA and some other stuff. Fifth Dimension. So that's going to be in November, November 7th. But the topic du jour today is like you mentioned, it isn't really a auditory concert, although there are going to be some musical instruments there. It is Dallas and Star Chief Eagle, and they are hoop dancers from the state. Star Chief Eagle, she is the daughter of Dallas, and she is a registered tribal member of Rosebud and grew up in the Black Hills area. And they are going to be doing a lot of kind of a different performance than what we are used to hosting. And there's audience participation. There's going to be learning about the Lakota culture and some things like that. So it's really something that's different, but I think it's going to be extremely exciting to watch. And I've been looking forward to this for probably about 9 months when we first started negotiations on trying to get her to come in. This is co-hosted by the South Dakota Arts Council. It is going to be tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Riggs Theater. That's our usual venue, and I'm looking forward to that, and if you can't tell already. And the neat thing about it here is if you have not been a member or you let your membership lapse, we'll have folks there to take care of your seasonal membership needs. You can also do a single performance for $30. It can get in the door. And if you are 18 and under, you can ignore that $30. You're going to be ushered in free.
Wow.
So that's a good deal. And it's something we kind of started this year, I believe. Maybe it was last year. I don't quite recall. But, we're trying to get more youth involved and see what's out there. And not necessarily just what's on YouTube or whatever phone app that they happen to be using, which obviously I'm not that familiar with that. A little bit out of my realm there. But so Dallas and Star Chief Eagle, and they do have special guest performers as well bringing along with them. And tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Riggs Theater.
Now, these guys have been around for a while, obviously.
Apparently her last, what do you call it, the last part of her show, ends the show, with a dance that has 21 hoops. And the reason why there are 21 hoops that she is celebrating is that there are 21 years of experience of her dancing here. So on her website, it was saying she was dancing hoops before she could walk. So been around for a while.
Yeah, she's been around for a while, obviously been a part of her life.
And growing up with her dad doing the same thing. And we weren't absolutely positive in the beginning that we were going to be able to get them both, and the stars aligned perfectly. I did not mean that in the pun sense, but stars aligned perfectly to get the stars, both stars.
Right, and it's going to be coming up tomorrow night. You said
tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Riggs Theater. Yep, and get there if you haven't done your need to do some paperwork with us. Get there about 15 minutes earlier, so we should be able to handle you pretty easily.
Okay. Now, you have some other stuff that's going to be coming up, you said, right?
We do.
Let's talk about the initial one that you had, that one that's going to be coming up.
Yeah, that's, we've had one concert already, and that was at the end of September, Folk Legacy Trio. And next November 7th, it's a Tuesday, we'll have Yesterday Once More, and that's
right.
A revisit back. We have then a winter break, February, end of February, of You and I. That is a piano and violin duo. And then in April, Derek Nelson. All of this information is available on peerconcertseries.com, okay. And you can look it up there. And it'll have more information there. Our Facebook page, we are just getting that revamped, and we'll be throwing that out here pretty soon, so you know folks can keep track of what we're doing a little bit better and what we've been doing.
And a lot of culture that you've got that you're bringing to the area.
That's what we try to do. I mean, we are kind of in a cultural desert.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a college here. We don't have. We are not a big city, and yeah. So we just don't have the ability to develop a lot of stuff within the community. There is certainly some going on, and it's a pretty active scene, but the numbers are small.
Right.
And so here we have the opportunity to bring in somebody. This time, the people happen to be from inside the state. That
right.
We've got a few performers that come from inside the state, but generally they can be coming in from just the region or anywhere in the continent. What we do as a board, we try to not appeal to everybody, but have something different. So it's not all, let's say, a cappella groups,
right.
Male a cappella groups or something
right.
like that, or all brass instruments for a season. We try to mix it in with different things so that everybody can kind of find their favorite, at least, and make sure they circle that on the calendar. And then, yeah, hit the other ones as well, but that's the one they really want to get to, you know, so they can plan a nice evening around with it or something like that. You know, that's what we're trying to do. For me, personally, this is the one I am looking forward to.
Right.
And the you and I one, I know multiple individuals, and we were going around picking. That was one that we all centered on as well, so I think there's a lot of interest in that one. That's probably going to be about our most formal, I believe.
Yeah.
But we try to do the job. It's without ticking each other off as well.
There you go.
And
we
do pretty well with that. Very few erasers or chairs are thrown, you know, during these meetings. So, you know, we do pretty well.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to be a part of the concert series, the just memberships and stuff like that, what do they do?
Yeah, just get a hold of us. We're, like I said, we have a Facebook page, we have a website. If that doesn't, you know, work for you, I am almost 24/7 out at the Garden Center. Stop by, say, hey, I'm interested, who do I need to talk to? And I can give you immediate phone numbers right then and there to the people you need to talk to. And you know, get your membership up and going, or answer questions, or show you who we've got coming up and what they do, and more than happy to help out on something like that.
So, and I would imagine the same thing too. If somebody's out and about and they see a performance, well, maybe they're in another state or anything like that, and they see a performance of a group, and they say, you know, I'd love to bring these guys to
yeah, and we have done some of that in the past. We have quite a history here. I don't know exactly how long. I'd need my notes in front of me of how long the Peer Concert Series has been around, but it is not a new thing.
No, it's not.
We've been around for quite a number of years, and measured in decades and multiple decades, and we have had a few requests like that over the years. A lot of the times it's a board member who we're going through the list of concerts that are available, uh-huh. and they'll say, oh, well, I saw these people in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
You know, we should really try to get them. You know, let's see what we can do about that. And then we're trying to match up timing with budget and all that other kind of stuff. And we do our best to do that. You know, it's always nice to have that recommendation from somebody that we know or is on the board with us. And it's a good starting point.
Right.
It's a whole lot better than having four pages of blue sheets front and back, and it has these names, and then we have the sales rep come in and show us little blurbs of videos on a computer screen. You know, those have limits on how dynamic they're showing the group,
right.
And some groups just don't appear well on videos, but in live performance, they do wonderful.
Right.
So, and that's always a nice thing.
And this will be one of those cases, too. So, again, that's going to be coming up here tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Riggs Theater, Dallas and Star, Chief Eagle. And, I hope folks can make it. I really do. 18 and under are free if you're just interested in this performance. If you're not 18 and under, it's a $30 performance. And, again, if for some reason or whatever you never mailed your membership check in, we've got some, you know, for the whole season, we've got people there that'll help you out.
Okay, great. Art, thanks for coming in and talking.
Thanks for inviting me.
All right, so once again, that is coming up tomorrow night. And to get more information on the Peer Concert Series and the like, there as well, tomorrow night at TF Riggs Theater. May I-